Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Make way for the ice cream van.
$2.99, please.
Oh, he gave me the dirtiest look. I think he's actually a killer.
Yeah. Ice cream.
It's all the front.
Ice cream and murder.
Let's run.
Do you want blood on that?
Go have the sprinkles. Did you hear about the suicidal ice cream van? He topped himself. It's a chilly, misty morning.
Yes.
It's very equinoctial, isn't it? Because it feels almost like autumn, but it's winter making a last gasp against the spring.
Yes, it does. Yeah, because it's been pretty... it's been nice the last few days, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been gorgeous.
Yeah.
And colder today, and we're back on the heath, and I cycled here. I think it's one of the first times I've been on my bike this year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because you were on it quite a lot towards the end of last year, weren't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't help my sore knee.
Right.
But it's good. It's good today. So how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, I'm good. I had a run on Sunday, which wasn't long. It was about 7 miles, but I did it fairly, sort of moderately hard.
Gave it a bit of tempo.
Yeah, and it's definitely left me a bit sore yesterday. I think I'm just... I'm fairly stuck on that one day off, one day on path at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems a bit more natural. And I feel okay today. It's just yesterday. It was just like, wow, this does hurt, you know.
It can be hard to run every day. When you get your body into a rhythm of it, it can be done. But I always feel when people say, I'm going to do it, it concerns me because it's not necessarily for one's body, is it, at any given time?
Yeah, it's kind of... Some people say, some don't. There's something... Still wrong a little bit with the way I run and what it's doing to my from my feet to my knees to my quads. My right leg is just permanently a little bit of a mess all over.
And do you think this is injury, COVID, or just like not?
No, it's injury.
Injury.
It's the injury from it's Morton's toe stuff.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Calf stuff. It's all part of the same thing.
Going to be a little while before we're back on this track.
Yeah. Look forward to that. But it's fine. I can live with it and manage it, and hopefully it can get better. But for the minute, running every day just seems a little bit... Just asking for trouble,
it's
you know?
Yeah. I feel it's interesting that relationship with speed. Coming out of the break, you know, when you weren't running and I wasn't running.
Yeah.
I want to try and claim a little bit of speed back in the... In 2021.
Yeah.
And I did a long run on the Saturday the other day, but I finished it. It went down an alley. I go down when I'm doing a fast 5K on a Saturday morning.
Right.
And there was no one in the alley.
So you went for
it. There's always someone in the alley.
Yeah.
Damn it. So I made a commitment to start sort of going back to parkrun, basically.
Yeah.
So last week, and remember, I was saying I'm committed to... Trying to do eight minute something miles on a
Just to nip under the nine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did that last week. I went on around on my own, went out and did, you know, and I ran twice.
Right.
And on the, you know, I was hitting a very steady
the average pace of both runs was like within 1 second.
Right, yeah.
So I'm finding a rhythm there, definitely.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I thought, now take it easy, I'll do my run with you.
Right.
And I'll run with my wife, good chat run pace.
Yeah.
And then third run of the week was going to be another run with my wife. And then she said, oh, I got feeling a bit, she had a bit of Achilles ache.
Right.
So she said, I'm going to cycle instead.
So that,
that meant that I ran quite a lot faster.
I bet it did, yeah. That up
we
the tempo.
Away, she said, do you want to tell me more about that? I said, no,
no.
I don't think you understand.
Up the tempo of the whole
thing. I was faster than all of my...
Yeah.
But it was excellent. It was really
good training, yeah.
Like good weather. We went down to the barbecue in the sunshine.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a really good... I don't really know what I'm talking about when I say tempo, but tempo run, because look at these tots under this tree full of blossom.
That is nice.
That's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me get a picture. They're far away, don't worry, you won't need to pixelate any faces. Yeah, it felt very, it just felt like distance running, you know, even though it wasn't even that far.
Yeah.
It was definitely keeping a pace up whilst running a few miles.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to run flat out.
Yeah.
And holding it, you know?
I mean, I do so much of my running at really easy pace. I've got to try and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's always this thing that I've got speed on tap that a few sessions can reintroduce myself to. But you're always training your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Your body's
yeah.
always getting used to something. If you always run really slow, it's going to get good at that.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. And you said it yourself, distance running. It is about that. It's about getting into that mindset of feeling like it's... You're pushing it like it's difficult, and
a
you're doing
bit,
it
yeah.
anyway, you know, yeah. and get used to that.
Yeah. That guy's interesting. He seemed to be sprinting downhill.
Yeah.
Doing a sprinting downhill session. That's tough on the old quads.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
This isn't quite as steep as the hell out of Seatod in the Lake District. I remember running down there, you know, barely in control, really.
Yeah.
And just immediately, yeah, you feel it in the tops of your quads under your knees.
Yeah.
And, that didn't make sense, did it? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, and also, with the control, just a clench, it's just a bunching in the back of my neck.
Yeah, all right.
Just
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just...
Yeah, it's a technique.
And my neck hurt all day.
By itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Running downhill quickly. So we're coming down... You found a route by the west side of the heath.
Yeah, but my quest today
yeah.
is to take us round what to us is the far edge of the heath.
Right.
Without getting us blooming lost.
Okay, cool.
So
I was here on Sunday.
The end of the speed story is I then got up on Saturday thinking, well, great, I've now run pretty fast three times this week, which wasn't the plan.
Right.
But I thought about the old days. Mixing it up,
yeah.
Running to the park run, what you were saying and what a few people on Twitter have been saying about running quite hard and being quite tired and then surprising yourself with a good time, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went out at about 7:30 on Saturday morning.
Nice.
Oh God. And I ran as fast a 5K as I could.
Yeah.
Which I didn't expect to be all that fast. Certainly not match anything. From any
right.
recent times or distant times.
Yeah.
But
and the punchline is?
I got the I got the Vaporflies on.
Yeah.
And I did. Right. Well, it felt good.
Yeah.
It was slow for me, and I don't know how much more pace I've got, but equally, it's the beginning of a road back into that, you know.
Yes.
So you want headroom to improve.
We're already into... I wrote an article about it for Runners World this month. Actually, that thing of like... Fairly soon, or at least soonish, the people who want to be could be massing together for the parkrun.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
some equivalents, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to want to lose a bit of weight before that.
You want to be ready?
yeah. Rather than me and my mate that I've acquired over lockdown.
Well, it really felt like that, you know. I feel. It seems so... It's been such a long journey to get here. I mean, a really long journey, because we're talking... 5 years ago, we talked about... We were wrestling with the concept of training for the training.
Yeah.
That's literally a conversation we were having before we started doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And then last year,
We got into a new cycle where it's kind of keeping up the rhythm of a marathon training program.
Yeah.
Without having one to train for.
Yes.
And so now I've really genuinely started training for parkruns and marathons, and I don't know what or when they are yet.
Yeah.
Feels natural. Feels kind of where we're at, really.
To be fair, while you've been doing that, I've been on a kind of pure maintenance, really.
Yeah, you're in a different
place. Just trying
to
get fit, trying to look after my leg.
God, look at the woods here.
This is gorgeous, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm just going to get a quick picture.
Yeah, go for it.
That's really good. It's just the greenery's only just coming in, isn't it? It's not. If you look closely at the trees, they've got buds on them.
It looks like there's been a bit of aggressive pruning going on, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Well, your parkland walks like that, isn't it?
It's really trimmed right back.
It's like a motorway.
It's been attacked, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it'll grow back
decimated.
Fast.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think it will. I think it's good timing. I think if they did it in summer, we'd be in trouble. But I reckon by summer,
it'll be back.
It'll be back.
Yeah.
Also, in practical terms, I don't know how deliberate this was. It's easier to go up there.
Yeah, to run round people.
It's a very busy place. And want everyone to be able to enjoy it and be next to each other but not too close. So you're doing maintenance, and in terms of running every day, running every second day, how does that fit with your new day job?
Well, I've got this, I've been waiting for ages to be able to help with the NHS at the University College Hospital.
Yeah.
And then it finally sort of came through last week. I came in on Friday, did 12 to 5.
Yeah.
And then basically ended up signing up for 4 days a week, 9 till 5:30.
Oh, wow.
Which is basically, I mean, as you rightly said in the email when I told you, that's a job, isn't it?
Yeah, you got yourself a job there.
I got myself a job.
Which is good and bad.
Yeah, and I only had a day at it. I did it yesterday.
Yeah, and this is the stuff you were telling us about before. You got full PPE, and you're basically working the stockroom for people administering
the
vaccines.
Yeah, it's kind of nurses and wards order medicines, and we supply it and go up and give it to wards and just general kind of med stuff, all of which it's important to add, I know nothing about.
And you're a doctor, that means you're a doctor now.
Essentially, I did a couple of operations yesterday that seemed to go okay, at least in the short term.
Comedian
seems to be administering some kind of amputation to a patient.
Audacious surgery.
Audacious interpretation of duties. Robinson seems to be rudimentary orthopaedics. It's absurd, really, but they're showing me around all the meds. It's like being surrounded by Latin. It's a language I just do not understand.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many protocols, and it's pretty nuts. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
And just hearing that must
give people listening such confidence.
Yeah, but there's always someone with me, don't worry. I'm not just playing it as I see it, you know.
There's always someone with you going, don't! No!
No, I'm being...
My mum's got a vaccine on Friday. Let's check where she's getting that done.
Yeah. Now, I'm being shown the ropes by someone who's very understanding. At first, to be honest...
No ropes!
I was worried that there wasn't going to be enough to do, because in classic Tonkinson fashion, I've turned up just as it sort of ended, really. I mean, they've closed down one ward, they've still got two COVID wards going, but numbers are down, which is fantastic, of course.
Yeah, that's a good thing, yeah.
But I wanted to be helping when they really needed it.
Yeah.
But because of the endless procedures and getting just a normal thing, which we'd never have to go through, do we, as comics?
No.
You just turn up and you're funny, or you send a script and they like it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no DBS involved.
It's very lone, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
You get what luxury it is.
You absolutely do, because it took ages to get in.
Yeah.
But now I'm in, I think they might have a job getting me out. That's it. So, we'll see. It might... it's paid. Not a lot. It's very low pay, but it's paid a bit.
Well, I was hoping you get paid a bit, because you can't sustain it otherwise, can you?
It might help me get through that period between the end of furlough and gigs kicking back in, because that could be quite a tricky period.
Have you got any gigs booked in?
I've got a few gigs booked in for like June.
Where? What kind of thing? Are you going to the comedy? It's a comedy store.
Just gigs. The comedy store's coming back in July.
Yes.
But yeah, just sort of a couple of weekends here and there.
Yeah.
So I had to come back in. How about you?
I haven't got in yet, no.
I mean, I haven't been aggressively pushing for them, but I'm going to need something.
Yeah, yeah.
If if Rishi pulls up the old drawbridge tomorrow or today, wherever it is, it's going to be quite a sobering moment, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But also, of course, once lockdown really ends, that is when Running Country is going to go global. So there's that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, you can get all the guests in. I mean, it's not like, financially, it's not like I'm on my arse, but I can see my arse from here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's reached that stage.
You can just say, well, see that money in the bank, you spend that. It kind of doesn't matter how long that would take.
Yeah.
There's still a finish line, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely is, yeah. So, yeah, there might be. But it's interesting, just anew for people like us, just working with people all day.
Yeah.
Just doing that. I actually really enjoyed it.
This is just the society of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go to the left of that mud. Because this is a good... We can turn off here, but there's a mud patch. Morning, magpie.
We're going up here, are we?
Yeah. So it's interesting on the heath, because there's a road and a village on it. So when I ran us off the heath, last time we were here, I'd actually not taken us far enough out.
This just feels
caught up in the town bit in the middle.
Right.
But you can go round the town bit in the middle.
Okay.
Still in the heath. You see what
I mean?
This
just feels...
Because it's like a little enclave.
It does feel a bit uncharted.
It's good, isn't it?
I like it.
And look at the pond.
Yeah, beautiful.
Completely different pond. It's good to be up here in the mist, although what it feels like, I have to say, it feels a little bit like we're in the Hollywood remake of some Nordic crime drama.
Like, so, yeah.
You're going to get around the corner and find Stellan Skarsgård.
Oh, that's sort of like, what is it? What lies beneath the...
yes.
It's a bit... Whoa. It's got that edge to it, hasn't it?
So that's nice.
Yeah, it's sort of... but you're getting privy to all the... Like any workplace and like how you forget. A lot of little niggles, you know, a lot of like... The people who, the pharmacy department, getting annoyed with the nurses because they don't check stock, and then, do you know what I mean? It's just funny. It's just,
yeah, yeah, and particularly like you funny. Say, you can't help it as a comedian. It's a bit like when we used to do stuff connected to the forces.
Yeah.
You just think they've got so much kind of soap opera there.
Yeah.
And you can't help but just kind of watch.
Yeah.
So you can't say that to that person. They're a major.
Yeah.
Here we go. See, across this road, there's the little village. And on we go.
Nice.
And the ultimate quest, for me anyway, is to find the top corner of the heath where it gets really heathy.
Right.
It's kind of gorsy and sandy underfoot. And then when you get to the top of the tree, they're all kind of, top of the hill, sorry, it's all pine trees. And it's,
nice.
That's when you realise you've actually
come
got
far.
So far out of the way you've gotten.
Yeah, yeah. So how's your running been this week? What have you been up to? Well, you went with...
That's it. It was supposed to be two slightly pacey runs and three slow chatty runs.
Yeah.
But in the end, I ran probably sort of three 10Ks all at like 8.5 minute pace.
Right.
Around to the right here. And...
It's pretty solid. Solid work going on.
Yeah, it felt good. And I felt, you know... It was that, it just felt like I was training again.
Yeah.
I knew I'd done it, but not in an injury way.
Yeah.
Just reminding my body what it feels like to run like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I went out and did this early Saturday 5K.
Yeah. And how did the Vaporflies feel? Have they still got a bit of bounce in them or what?
Yeah, I think they're fine. I felt it was a bit kind of spending it.
Right.
Taking them out on Saturday, just me around on the pavement, knowing I wasn't going to be any records. But I wanted to do it to help myself along.
Yeah.
Because it really was the first time back at the 5K cold face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a long time. Even our little trip out in October was kind of a blip.
Yeah.
Let's go left here. See what I mean? It's all sandy under here.
It's nice, yeah.
And the gorse is all in flower. Lovely yellow flowers on the gorse bushes. We might see your baby rabbit again today.
Woo!
Up the hill.
Up the hill.
This is what, this kind of scenery is what Cannock Chase is like.
Right.
That's a run I'd love to do again.
They'll be coming up. When is part run meant to be, they're setting some sort
first
of
first weekend of June.
Right.
But I think a bit like the runner's miniature version of the government, it's kind of, oh, we should maybe be careful with the old dates, because they said June the 5th, and every park runner in the world went, yeah. You can imagine 1,000 people on every single start line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's,
oh, look, the only problem with this, look, nice. We found this bit, this is lovely.
Is that you see the traffic?
And look, right, you get this incredible view of the London skyline. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Totally invisible. Clouded over.
Is this the... Are we... I don't mean to be lewd. Are we on the verge of the party zone of the Heath here? Are we getting close to that area?
What kind of party?
You know, the kind of night party. The kind of...
Oh! The kind of, I see what you mean.
The kind of social...
When people come to the Heath
the kind
to
of anti-social distancing
socialize.
Sort of... Because I'm sure I saw a bloke on the corner there once doing something that was extremely invitational behaviour with his pants down.
Oh, God.
That was driving
if
at
it goes to court,
at about 2 a.m.
His invitational behaviour.
But yeah, it's...
Yeah,
it's a nice part of it.
You remind me of a run round Clapham with Bryony Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm sort of... Some trainers work for me and some don't, and I can't work out which ones. I'm on the... I don't have many trainers.
That was a lovely change of subject, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight from dogging to trainers. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's not do it.
Yeah. But I'm wearing these battered hockers today, and I just prefer them.
You
but
saw that guy's battered hockers on
yeah.
the corner.
Get your hock out. I beg your pardon. And...
So how are you working out? Yeah, sorry. Because also, we've been trying to buy new trainers for my wife.
Right.
And I got her some Asics for Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're lovely and everything, but
they're really nice Asics.
They don't
work for her.
Don't work for her.
Really? That's a shame.
I was very disappointed.
I used
to
love
my
Asics.
Thinking, she's had Brooks before.
Yeah.
And they were good. And actually, I got some Brooks ones that were too small, but they were just too small. They weren't a bad shape. I just
right.
decided that I'd gone down a shoe size, but I hadn't. And they're now my son's running shoes. But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it's sort of... But these hockers, they've got no spring in them at all. They're absolutely battered.
Yeah, you need
but I just really like them. I like the feel of them. They're sort of... I don't know. It's weird. I've got no idea which ones are best for me.
It's a complicated one because the other day someone put up a chart and saying, oh, you know, the conversation about my shoes that were 2,000 mile shoes or whatever they were.
Yeah.
And conversely, you know, talking about the Vaporflies, I think you're about probably less than 100 miles in those.
Yeah.
More like 50.
Yes.
And you can kind of find these charts online that give you... shoe style and distance.
Right, the life of the shoe.
These will last this long.
Right.
And I think I would say, not to be too offhand about it, but I'd ignore those.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because one, they're provided by the people who make the shoes.
Who
and
sell
they
the
like
shoes.
Sell the shoes. And two, I do think that shoes are a little bit like fruit and vegetables. And you'll have to hear me out on this.
Go on then.
What I love
interesting
about
premise.
Fresh fruit and vegetables is that when they're off, you can tell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then you can't. If
you've
got a tomato,
yeah.
It can't be secretly off.
No.
It's all squidgy and there's manky stuff on the side of it.
That's
it's off.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it looks like a nice tomato, it is a nice tomato.
Yeah.
There's no secrets there.
Yes.
And the same thing with trainers. If your trainers look or feel worn out, they're worn out.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they're not.
Yeah.
And it's true, you have to be quite, you've got to be sensitive to how bouncy they are and how your feet feel like and whether it's different to when you first had them. But it's not a secret.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
If you can't perceive their worn outness, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. They're just, they're quite hard to let go of, aren't they? You do get attached to them.
Oh, that is true. And it's hard to get a good pair that work.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, there's two other things, which is, one, people's runs and running styles are incredibly different.
Yeah.
So they wear at different speeds, wear it in different ways.
And two, and you've got to respect this, if you can afford it and you're into it and you find brands you like,
yeah,
go for your life, you know what I mean? That's part of the fun for a lot of runners.
Yeah.
I'm much too tight for that.
I'm always like, there's more miles left in that.
Yeah.
Even when it's just a bit of soul.
Well, yeah.
A soul and a lace hanging onto it.
Well, also, and that combines with when they're good, doesn't it? And my wife had some walking boots years ago. And they were, you know what it's like with walking boots, they're like trainers. If they're right.
They're right, yeah.
They're amazing. And if they're wrong, you're like, oh, God bless the heel, da da da.
Yeah.
These walking boots were like, you just call them a magic boots. Because they never let any water in.
Right.
She never got any blisters.
Nice, nice.
She never slipped up. They were just the walking boots. And we had them for a couple of years worth of holidays and family holidays. And then we're in the Lake District. Oh. And we had to, you know, running for a bus, Lake District style. So we're kind of coming down a mountain, then running over a kind of extended, kind of forced march, about 3/4 an hour. And as we got to a little village where the bus was coming in, her boots just went. They absolutely said, you know how we're the best boots? Oh, yeah, you are the best boots. Well, it's been fun.
Gone.
They just went. They just fell apart. Brilliant to the last moment and then gone. Which, in a way, is great.
That's how every shoe should end.
Yeah.
It's exploding in a final gesture of defiance.
Yeah, and just it's still being brilliant because it was next to the bus, not on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if that had happened like an hour earlier.
I think I'm like that with most things. I mean, I'm like that with cars.
We're old school, aren't we?
I just like driving them in. So they're just, I mean, I've driven cars before till they're so bad I just leave it by the side of the road and just abandon it. It's just, I've just got no interest in upscaling without, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Back in the day, you'd have been one of those, you'd have been terrible to horses, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh,
none of that
goodness.
Stopping and feeding and watering them, just let it get frothy and then.
What happened with that guy who sat on the horse? What is that? Do you know that story?
What story?
There's a thing on Twitter about some racehorse owner, and the horse had a heart attack and he sat on it and posed for a photo.
Oh.
That's doing the rounds. He's not come out of it very well.
What?
This guy.
Was the horse dying? Dead?
The horse was dead.
Right.
And the guy lives and works with horses.
Yeah.
And he was waiting for the people to come and get the horse. And he sat on the horse whilst waiting and someone took a photo.
Right, right.
And I think he's waving because he knows them.
Yeah.
But the optics of that aren't very good.
Okay, it seems tactless, but it also seems like a little bit like the internet to directly conflate that with someone with trophy hunters of lions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a guy who lives and works with horses and has seen a lot of horse death and probably loves horses.
Yeah. But then ultimately, at the other end of things, people who live and work with horses might forget, and people who don't live and work with horses find all the stuff that they consider to be perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, a bit offensive. Absolutely.
The horse racing bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Are you, I suppose, your version of veganism would include eating horse?
Oh, yeah, a bit of horse meat.
Yeah.
Horse meat in with a minestrone.
Vegan français. So did you spoke to, I don't know to what extent, I've noticed, let me start from a different direction.
Go on then.
Carl Donnelly and Julian Dean have changed the name of their podcast from Two Vegan Idiots to TVI.
All right.
So I think they may be stepping away from that conversation.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to tell me that because did you talk to them the other day?
Yeah, I did the podcast the other day and...
did they talk to you about veganism?
Not at all.
Ah, I see. It was like...
It was the... it was so... It was really good fun.
Look at this. They've got the Henry Moore with the Misty Bridge and then the Das between here and Kenwood House.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's another photo opportunity.
Yeah, old Donnelly was in... He was quarantining in a hotel.
On the other side of the world?
In Australia.
Yeah.
Julian was where he lived and we had a little chat, but it was the most formless podcast I've ever... Here we are, and we're just two blokes chatting, but... The angle is we run, we chat about running, we do it whilst we're running.
Yeah, and generally we know that the running is the fuel in the tank.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've done some work with this
recently. If we weren't running, we wouldn't be having these chats.
No. if we weren't running, we'd have to start having a plan.
Yeah, totally.
These flowers are amazing. It's the bank down at the top of the formal bit of Kenwood House, and it's got snowdrops on it, daffodils, purple crocuses. It just goes to show how this stuff is gardened
really
and not
nice,
natural.
Yeah.
Look, there's even pink flowers on the rhododendron, for goodness sake. It's just stunning. I'm stopping again.
It was just three blokes chatting, and we chatted for an hour, and it was really good fun, but at the end you just thought... It's just like chatting to mates, you know.
Yeah, which is nice.
I don't know what the market is for that. I don't know.
Sorry.
But they're both very funny characters.
Yeah.
And they know each other really well. So it was good fun.
Imagine that though, two aging white male comedians just chunching on.
Oh no, come on, grow up. Get with the program.
Guys,
come on.
Last time we were here, we saw Martin Bell. And
yes.
We called him Martin Lewis. Martin Lewis is the money expert.
The money supermarket man, yeah.
Yeah. Martin Bell is the newsreader, the independent
yes,
politician.
Yes, yeah, the retired.
He's probably sitting
well, he
here
might
in a blanket.
Be there today. He's sat there.
Yes, he
Someone's sat there.
Yes. Ding-a-ling. And this magnolia tree, next time we come, it's going to be full on. But right now, it's just in bud. Look at that. Brilliant.
He's there.
I got it. He's there. Lovely picture of that magnolia.
So, do you think that's... a daily thing or a weekly thing?
Daily.
Obviously, Martin Bell was sat in the same position as we saw him the other week.
Yeah.
Just outside Kenwood House, looking out into a wonderful view, surrounded by friends.
Yeah. That's all right, isn't it? That's the way to go.
We should have asked him for financial advice.
No, it's happened again. Let's see what's happened.
Look, there's some kind of... What's happening?
Bit of exercise.
Yeah. Doing some exercise.
I think that some kind of affirmation connected to the little tree.
To nature, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, slightly odd, but fair enough.
Some real lunatics out there.
Talking of affirmations.
Yes.
Just amazing yoga this morning.
All right, yeah.
I know people might be getting sick of it, but with the beginning of...
Not at all, mate.
March, you know, great new opportunity, right? March the 1st on a Monday.
Yeah.
After, a bumpy January in all kinds of ways. February, start to the year.
Yeah.
I took it as a time to reset in all kinds of ways. And one of the ways was, me and my wife started, we went back to a 30 days of yoga that Adrian did in the past.
Yeah.
Yoga camp.
Right.
And, it's great.
Good for you, mate.
The exercise is good and the kind of affirmations, the sense of it is really good as well. Today, we were doing like proper comedy sketch, you know, where she's standing on one leg.
Yeah.
And I'm hopping around, falling over. I mean, it's lucky the piano...
Try to put your pants on.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's illegal. We've had this before. And, I've done it for long enough now to know that that isn't a failure. There aren't any failures. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she said something I just thought, I'm having that one. I should write it down. It's so useful.
Yeah.
She said, if you're that person, if you're looking at me standing at 1 foot and you can't do it, you keep falling over, just recognise that difficult bit, you know, doing, challenging yourself and getting into difficulties. If we didn't have that, then this yoga wouldn't be relevant to life.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be helpful to you in your day-to-day.
That's really nice, yeah.
It's like, God, it's so true.
It's really nice.
You know, because when everything's lovely and perfect, it's brilliant, isn't it? There's plenty of scope for that. You know, the beautiful run, the family holiday, whatever it might be. We love that stuff in our lives. But in terms of day-to-day life, it's just not that useful a template.
Well, you wouldn't notice it unless it was a contrast, would you?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And it's so, comes back to that old thing we always say, that the top individual sports person, the top tennis player, or whatever, they really show their metal, M-E-T-T-L-E.
On the bad days.
On the bad days, when they win, when they're losing.
Yeah.
When they stay in it when they're losing.
Yeah.
And that's what, and running is like that too.
Yeah.
It's so nice to celebrate. And we see this so much from the kind of dialogue online. Of course, it's wonderful to just have a free, amazing run, see some beautiful weather. But of course, every one of those is balanced by one. Well, you didn't fancy it.
It's cold and wet.
You had a nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a nightmare, you have an epiphany, you feel great. Sometimes you just have a nightmare and you give up and you come home.
Yeah.
It's still all good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
But yes, you just put that straight. You say, basically, if you're not fighting it a bit, then it's not going to teach you anything you can use in the other parts of your life.
No, that's nice.
And this is all coming from a point of real... no wrong answers, you know, so it's not, we're not talking about competition here, just about the nature of reality.
I got described as an angel the other day.
Very nice.
By a priest, because I was, I'll say from the off, I know that I'm not an angel. Neither do I
know that you're not an angel.
Neither do I.
Which enable me to keep getting money off you.
Neither do I live as an angel. But we were helping out at church, me and some fairly idiotic blokes trying to do some maintenance.
Yeah.
And it was quite funny, actually, because...
maintenance, you weren't running short distances.
Yeah.
You were actually doing some maintenance.
Yeah, the job involved just moving pews around the church as various bits of lighting were put up and stuff.
Right.
And I realised, while doing it, that whenever I'm engaged in... anything like manual labour with a group of blokes.
Yeah.
I naturally gravitate to the easiest task. And through the process of doing it,
it's
isn't it? Yeah. So the process of doing it, I almost invalidate my participation. Do you know what I mean? By the end of the process, I've reached such a stage where no one would miss me if I wasn't
apart from the fact laziness transcends.
Yeah, apart from the fact I'm just taking the mickey. So, because these pews involve, you have to lift them up, put them on a slidey thing at each end, and then push them to the other side of the church.
Yeah.
I got...
That sounds like a big hassock.
Yeah, and
Hassock, that was the...
And the pews were really heavy.
Yeah.
So I got the job of putting the slidey things under the pews.
Right.
And taking them off. Just the easiest job.
Yeah, fantastic. Great.
I just naturally fell into it. But there. And then on Sunday, good old Father George described us as angels.
But don't you think, this is... an observation in which you don't come off great, but I don't think it's a criticism.
Scything angels.
Well, the great thing is that whatever you give, that's what people expect of you.
Yes, of us. Yeah.
You know, so someone would go in and keep the head down and do all the work.
Yeah.
And you come in and say,
as they do.
I just did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well done, Paul.
Well, nice one. I was being funny while doing it.
Yeah.
So I think
that's valuable.
Do you think that's where most comics would end up? On the edges of it, essentially doing nothing whilst having a laugh?
Pushing pews around?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Let's.
So it was a funny little... a funny description, to be
sure. You are doing quite a lot of good work.
To be sure.
And do you think, in all seriousness, is it beneficial to you in your soul to be doing good work? So I should imagine it's more having purpose than having
it's just nice.
Saintly purpose.
It's just nice to be doing something.
But I do think maybe around the time, I don't know if it would be before the first park run, but we should look into when you're getting canonised.
Yeah, well... there has been, there's a move towards a statue of me outside the church.
Well, I'll be there when it comes time to throw that one in the sea.
Tongue lives matter.
It is funny because, dear listener, we've come to the lovely bit where it's always really busy, but it's okay. We come to the redone pond on the east side of the heath, and we're on the exact spot where that little boy must have thought you were an angel during that acting.
All right, yeah.
Park run.
He's in distress.
He's in distress.
The periods where I haven't been doing anything that have been by far the hardest of this lockdown.
I think
just the sequences of time where there's.
Yeah.
I think we're meaning, to a greater or lesser extent, we're meaning directed. We need to feel meaning.
Yeah, that's
And when
why.
We don't, I struggle with that.
I agree. I think I was just going to say, I think that's very, it's very us, it's very comedian, it's also very kind of family man.
Yeah.
That's back. But also, I'm sure it isn't because it must be the same for everyone.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Right, the lockdown certainly
are we going
has
down?
This
yeah.
factor.
Should we wait for this guy? Yeah. We'll just go across.
Yeah, we'll go back around that way.
We'll go across.
Oh, yeah, lead the way. Mind the mud. Yeah, I just think that we're so aware and have been for many a long year of how. The moment and the structure of our lives, which are tiddling along through, having a lovely time.
Yeah.
You know, doing our jokes and our work and doing a bit of dadding, a bit of husbanding, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah.
If you take it all away, we kind of spiral down into what the hell is our life in about 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's kind of instant, isn't it?
I think.
Now, the only thing with this one is it doesn't take us to the top. Do you want to go to the top of the hill?
I'm all right, you know.
I'm
stay
right. down.
I think.
There's no view today.
I think there's one thing that. Everyone's suffered loads and everyone's suffered in different ways. But for a bunch of characters like comedians to have had basically their work removed,
yeah,
it's quite challenging.
Yeah.
Because they tend to ask a lot of questions about their existence anyway.
Yeah.
And when you remove the comedy, it just spirals, you know?
Yeah. You know? Anything between sort of comedian, writer, journalist.
Yes, absolutely.
Obviously,
yeah.
If you've still got a job, then you're fine. But if you take it away,
yeah,
you've got the assessment, the analysis, the processing, it's got nowhere for it to go.
Yeah, the weekly gigs told us who we were to a certain extent.
Yeah, that's right.
And now we've got no answers to that question. Well, apart from the angel thing, of course, which I'll...
You're an angel.
Yeah.
Must be talking to an angel. No one on earth could feel like this.
Yeah.
I'm thrown and overblown with bliss. Oh, I've just tugged on my wire. Let me just check it and pull it out.
Look at it.
Better check it out.
It won't be a bad end to a podcast. Anyway,
that's right.
It hello, mate.
We do seem to... Blah, 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 still working. We do working. Seem to... Who's your mate? You've made a friend.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, another one.
Arthur. Mark.
They always lick the legs. I don't know. No. She'll undo your shoelaces.
You're asking that lady to lick your legs? That's crazy.
That's right.
That's crazy. Come on. It's been a...
I've noticed you around.
your
ankle bones taste quite salty.
Gotta lick your legs.
That's what the little dog's saying.
Yeah. He's mine.
Can I lick your legs?
Talking about different problems. I was out for a walk with some mates on Sunday.
And did you come here?
Yes.
Excellent.
A lot of people, but nice. And they're...
Of course, because the weather was fantastic.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And there's several income scales above me, like different level, really. Went to university, got his own business, sold it for an incredible amount of money. And since then,
I just want to throw in, just to set the scene, the sunny weekend in London, and absolutely no judgment here. With the sunny weather coming in and just everyone is out, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like me and my wife are on Highbury Fields. And you can see how every individual has their purpose and is just trying to find their space. There's so many sort of young people working,
yeah.
You know, bits of paper and sitting on the curb in a patch of sunshine. But everybody's out.
Yeah.
There was a Yorkshire Dad of Four saying, oh, I wish I could see someone on my runs. I can't imagine going out
no.
and not seeing people.
Not here.
At any time in the last year.
Not here.
So anyway, you're here.
Yeah, we're here. And they bumped into
this shiny bubble.
They bumped into a couple of mates, Gideon and someone else, just purely by chance, who've been having loads
of problems with their chateau recently in France.
Oh no, give me a chateau.
It's been a real...
Oh God.
It's been a really tough year for chateau renovations. It's been really hard to liaise. You can't go over there. Honestly, who's standing up for the chateau owners? Come on. Where are the marches for them? But it was just a hilarious conversation.
Yeah.
My mate actually said to me, they've had real troubles with their chateau.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't find the empathy to...
No, no.
I don't know. Maybe it's me.
It's Billy Connolly, man.
I just couldn't really...
You remember Billy Connolly and when he had his success and he was out shopping with Pamela Stevenson?
What about how much they paid for a carpet?
The carpet, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's asking how much... All the best Connolly pantomimes involve a shouting swear.
Bless him. Bless old Billy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, mate, that was lovely.
Yeah, that's really good.
Absolutely splendid.
Well,
lovely.
Well, how are you feeling?
I feel okay, mate. It feels fine. I've just got to keep moving, and I am doing a bit more stretching now. I've got problems with my right leg.
Yeah.
The knee twinge. It's like we're like an old couple when we wake up in the morning, aren't we, when we start a podcast. The first 10 minutes is like things that are wrong.
Yeah, but I've got to tell you, and I feel kind of stupid because this feels almost new, like it's news to me today.
Go on then.
All this yoga talk, trying to do something healthy, trying to do something regular, certainly trying to be regular. That's different. Yeah. That's a different morning activity.
Yeah.
But, you know, spending quality time with my wife and stuff. And today's yoga was really full on. It was, you know, quite a long time.
Yeah.
Very kind of breathy, stretchy. But it was such a good workout for a run.
Good.
There's
yeah.
almost just no way. I've cycled here today, and now we've run.
Yeah.
And last year, I'd have thought, that's really going to ruin my legs. And I just feel like after that yoga, there's no way I'm not going to feel loose and relaxed now. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to make a massive difference, mate, if you do that every day. It's going to make a huge difference.
So
it'll improve every aspect.
All's I'm saying.
I know, it's there. It's there beckoning me.
Yeah.
Come hither. Angel. Join us. Join us, angel of light. Come to the darkness. Namaste.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.